Saturday was a hot, sticky day, but about 80 children aged 5 to 12 showed up in Bloomfield, Prince Edward County to challenge their nerves by racing down Mill Street in unpowered, gravity-driven cars. It was the 2026 Soapbox Derby. Organizer Barry tells us more.
Okay.
So, Barry, how long has this been going on?
I think they've been having races here for probably close to 25 years or maybe a little bit more. I've been involved probably the last at least 20 years or so. The kids have a great time. We have, it's all free. We supply some cars and they bring their own cars and they get a chance to go down the hill and get it timed. We give out a medallion for all the participants, and we also have trophies for winners in the various age categories.
So ages what are the
from
ages?
Ages from 5 to 12, and as I say, we have races depending upon the number that sign up, and then we give out trophies in for each age category as well.
Now, there must be a standard for the building of these things, these carts.
We do have a standard that we have. But if carts are built on their own, we tend to try and relax the standard if somebody is bringing in a new one of their own. But if they're bringing in a new one of their own, only their child or relative is in it. It's not one that everybody can use.
Right.
It's just a very limited number of people will use that particular one. We haven't had to crack down on all the rules and so on, but if we get too many odd ones, we may have to do that.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, if a child doesn't have a cart, then you've got them here, right?
We have six carts that we have ourselves. We have two brand new ones made this year, and we've painted up and fixed up all the others so they're all safe and so on. And they're there for anybody to use.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a cart, there's one here for you to use.
And, of course, they have to sign a registration paper, so that's
a registration paper and a waiver form. All parents must sign a waiver form because that's what the county says. And so we have waiver form signs. They sign up and register, and then they're called out. Their names are called out as we do each age category, and they get one run down the hill.
Mm-hmm. And I understand it's the rec committee that organizes
Yes,
this.
The Bloomfield Hollow Recreation Committee looks after this and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's looking for a job to do, then after the election, you can sign up for Bloomfield Hollow Recreation.
Do you have any corporate sponsors?
Yes, two of the new carts are Home Hardware and Prinz and Ford. So the two new carts are there. They're brand new this year, and they're by those two sponsors. And we're probably looking for a couple more sponsors to build a couple more carts for next year and so on as we're trying to change everything over.
And has it been the same route every year?
Yes, yes. We just use the mill pond. It's a nice slope.
Nice run.
It's a good run to fast enough, but not too fast. And it works out well with everybody.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I just hope that anybody who comes and enjoys themselves. And so on, we have a good time here. And it's great for the kids
and
families to watch. Usually the street will be busy with people watching and so on. So,
how many kids do you usually have register for this event?
Like usually around 75, 80.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And are they all from the Bloomfield area or where are they from?
Like I would say countywide. And then like if some people are visiting or camping and they see it, then we'll get some last minute entries as well. But mostly it's like local. I don't want to say just Bloomfield, but definitely local kids, yeah.
Doug Smith is a local craftsman who helped out with constructing a car. He tells us this. Doug Smith, you've been building some of these carts. Can you tell me how you got interested in that?
Well, I was just helping on one. Brian Patterson, he was saying he was building a new car, and so we got together and built one of the cars. So it's the Home Hardware. And previously, he had built the Prinz and car. They're the same design.
Mm-hmm. And is this the first time you built something like that?
Yeah.
And was it fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will you do it again?
Oh, yeah. I think they have plans to build a few more, maybe different designs. So
yeah.
It's a nice idea. Then all the kids have a cart available.
And getting ready to race, Aylin tells us how she feels. And what's your name?
Ayla.
And how old are you?
Six.
Is this the first time you've done this?
Yes.
No, this is your second.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
Only a little bit.
Are you excited?
Yep.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.